Building recovery, stage 1, planning. And session 5, what rooms do you want in your house? So again, these are just the critical questions we're asking now, and I really want to encourage you to think about these questions. We're using the metaphor of a house, and we're asking you in planning this, like an architect, like a designer, what rooms do you want in your house? Now, the idea of this question is the same as all the rest of the questions. It's to help you to think. It's to give you a model, a metaphor, to help you to think your way through your preparation for your recovery. You know, you're literally planning your life here. I want to really get you into the seriousness of this. I don't want you to waste time building something that you don't want to live in. You see, when you use that picture of a house, that really helps you understand. It's a massive project. And once you've built it, you then live in it. So think about yourself planning a life and ask yourself, what rooms will I have in my house? Now, what do we mean by rooms? Obviously, this is a metaphor. It's not a real house, but we're building recovery. And one thing we know is that an architect designs everything before everything gets built. It's no good building a foundation and then starting to decide what rooms do I want, because walls are already built into foundations, what they call the supporting walls. Again, I'm not a builder, and probably you aren't either, but I think you get the concept that it's not just a big block of concrete. You've actually planned all the rooms before you build the foundation. So what rooms will you have? Well, let's talk about the kind of rooms that you can have in a recovery building. I would say the typical rooms would be a family room, a relationship room, a friendship room, a personal room, a career room, a hobbies room. Now, there may be a few more that you can add or think of. And again, this makes it more and more unique and uniquely yours. But I'll just describe some of these rooms, because the important thing is, first of all, do you want that room in there? And secondly, do you want to think about proportion? What size are these rooms? Now, don't take it for granted that you have to have these rooms in your building. That's a dangerous idea. For instance, with some people, and I admit that this is rare, but with some people, their family life has literally been so disastrous, has been so damaging and so cruel and difficult, that actually you want to build a relationship, just leaving that gap there so that it becomes obvious that there's a mistake there. So you're building a recovery that does not include a family room. Don't take it for granted that you have to have that room in there. So for most of us, of course, we would have a family room, and maybe it would be a big room. Maybe it would be bigger than it's been before, all part of the idea of moving on to a new self, a new design. But occasionally, people have to tackle this difficult idea that says I have to move on, literally, from my family. A relationship room. Now, it can be there and it can be dormant. You know, it may be for a while, it's not a good idea. But if you're building for the future, so you're asking yourself, do I want a relationship room, and how big is it going to be? Friendship room, again, can be a problematic area. I wouldn't want most people to build a future without friendships, but they can be a very challenging area. And it may be that you don't have it as an open room for a while. This is all things to think about. Now, personal room. This is not the same as a hobbies room or something like that, or a career room. A personal room is about spending time on your own. Now, this is not the same as isolating. It's about saying, when I'm on my own, do I immediately start doing a hobby or doing, you know, something? Is there any time left in my day for me to just kick back, to just, I don't know, watch a bit of rubbish telly, or, you know, just do nothing? It's not all got to be about activity and hobbies and career and jobs and things. It's about having a room in there, considering that room as just personal to you. Doesn't include other people. This is a room that you would be in on your own. Career, very important room for most of us that says, what is my future going to include? This can include some of the really challenging ideas, like sometimes people in therapy, go into therapy as, a vice president or a CEO or running their own business and come out of it, building their own furniture, and having a much quieter life. It's important to think about the uniqueness of your building and think about what career are you going to pursue? How important is it going to be? Are you approaching retirement, or are you have you always wanted to get into a career that you never did get into, and so on? Hobbies. This is a room that often gets pushed out to into non-existence, but again, really consider: do you like walking? Do you like reading? Do you want to get interested in something, not as a business, not as something that's going to make money, but as something that's really valuable to you? Painting or poetry or anything that you never had time for before when you were too busy being addicted. So the next question, once you've got all your rooms sorted, and remember that until you start to build, this is movable. You can do things with it. You can chop things out, add things in. Very important to think about it before you start investing. The next is proportion. Imagine an architect designing this building and even knowing what rooms he wants in there, but in fact not building a proportional size. So what happens is that all the boundary walls are all in the wrong place. You want a big family room, but in fact it's not been designed in there. This is so important when you're planning, is to realize that all of this should really be thought about. Now, when you're thinking about these rooms, don't be like, some of the husbands that I've spoken to, what's a washing machine? Where's the kitchen? You've got to know your rooms. You've got to know what function they have. And you've got to realize that this has got to be a complete building, a home that doesn't have a bathroom in it is not going to be very functional. A home that doesn't have a kitchen in it is not going to be very functional. You've got to start thinking about taking responsibility for some of these things. Often, when I do general counselling, I'll be sat with a young man who's asking me why his marriage is going wrong, and he's got a lovely young wife and maybe a child. He's got a good job, and he's saying it's just not working. And when we look at what he does, when we look at how he lives, I point out this very difficult truth to him. I say, you're married, but you've still got a single man's head on. And what this means is that he's not done the mourning, he's not done the grieving, because that young man, that single man, is not died yet. When we move into a new season, such as a marriage, the single man has got to go. And when we are moving into a recovery, then the addicted self has got to go. So don't be thinking that you can plan a recovery and you can build a recovery building that still has all the rooms set out like your addicted self would like them. That's not going to work, because all that's going to happen is you're either going to go one way or the other. So you need to build a recovery building that is for your recovered self to live in and not your addicted self. If you have still got your addicted self head on, then you're not ready to build this building. And so, again, these are the really important questions. These are the critical questions that you need to ask and think about seriously before you commit to a recovery. So that's the end of the planning section. I hope you got a lot out of that. I would encourage you to listen to these sessions more than once, because you'll definitely not pick up all the important stuff out of it just by a quick listen. They really do have to be studied, considered, meditated on, and making serious decisions. So I'll see you in the next section, the next stage, which is stage two, foundation. Bye for now.